Hey, cousin, come on in. Welcome to the Dear World Podcast, the place that if you drink your water and mind your business, you'll be just fine. I'm your host, Miss Amber J. The goal of the podcast is to be relatable, transparent, and honest. We're all family here, so nothing is off limits. I hope that you enjoy your listening experience, and don't forget to turn on your notifications so that you can be alerted whenever a new episode has been posted. What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Dear World Podcast. You already know who it is. It's your girl, Miss Amber J. I recognize that I have not recorded an episode in quite some time, but I promise y'all it's not because I'm being flaky. Honestly, school has your girl stressed, overwhelmed. Like, I'm over it. I don't know why I decided to get my master's degree. I'm not going to say that I regret it, but I regret it. Like, it's too much reading, too much writing. It's too much thought involved. And I told myself, I said, self, we going to get a 4.0. We going to do the summa cum laude thing again. I'm not aiming that high. As long as I can maintain the 3.0, which I believe is the requirement, I'm cool. All that 4.0, all A's, that's out the window, baby. Real talk. And I had to get my work situation under control. I realized I was not giving myself work-life balance. I was staying at work 7, 8, 9 o'clock trying to get things done, trying to make sure my team was straight, all type of stuff. And I just had to stop. Like, why am I working myself to the bone for a company that if something happened to me tomorrow, they would replace me the very same day? And I recognize it's just a job. I cannot let it impede on my mental, emotional, or physical health. So, baby, I clock in 8 o'clock, clock out 4 o'clock. Not that I really punch a clock, but y'all know what I mean. Stop dedicating so much of your time and energy to a job. Like, yes, do your job and do it well. Show up and show out. But once you have done your time, leave. Like, stop letting work consume you. And I know sometimes you have to, especially if you run your own business type of thing. But I have just adapted the mindset that I'm not running myself down for somebody else's company. Somebody that, you know, I'm just another number to them. Not doing it. No, thank you. I also recognize that employers take advantage of people like me. I do my job. I do it well. I take on other people's responsibilities. I stay late. I will come in early. All type of stuff. Always going the extra mile. But employers don't really appreciate that. They take advantage of it. They're like, oh, well, you can do all of that. We can give you more work and more work and more work, but they don't want to pay you more. They don't want to show you any type of appreciation, none of that. So I had to learn how to dead that. And like I said, yes, I'm still going to do my job and do it well. I'm going to show up. I'm going to show out. I'm going to shine, but I'm not giving you any more of my time than what you pay me for. Outside of school and work, I honestly don't do too much. I'm a homebody. I've been trying to date, but baby, dating is ghetto. The dating pool has diarrhea in it, and I don't have time for the men and their foolery. They want you to accept the bare minimum while they expect you to give them the moon, the stars, the sun. Like, dudes these days want to be bad bitches so bad, and I don't have time for that. No thank you. I'll pass. I also have been trying to stay active. I recognize I'm getting older, and I don't want my body to be beat up or stiff and different things like that. So I try to do at least 30 minutes of exercise, stretch a little bit, things like that. Nothing major. Sometimes I fall off, but the point is when you fall off to get back up. So I've been doing that. I also have been trying to read more, but I need to work on my attention span because, like I said, this master's program requires a lot of reading. So sometimes I don't want to read for leisure because my brain is just like, woo, child, take a break. I also have been trying to decrease my screen time in a sense of social media. TikTok always sucks me in, but I try to use that less, as well as Instagram and Facebook. And also just limiting screen time in general because I spend so much time on the computer at work and then school. Sometimes I just don't want to look at a screen, okay? What else? I'm trying some new skincare products. I'm not going to name them now just in case they trash. But if they work and have my skin glowing, I'm going to drop it down for sure. What else? I have definitely been trying to increase my water intake. I try not to drink anything other than water and juice, and I allow myself to have pop on the weekend. And that's just overall, I'm just trying to do better with what I eat, what I drink. But I love my Pepsi, so I try to just limit it, drink it in moderation. But for the most part, I honestly just drink water. I love water, but I'm also a dingbat and will buy a big old bottle of Fiji every day. And them joints be like $4 a bottle. So I either need to get a purifier or something. I don't know. I also need to start a GoFundMe for somebody to buy me a new computer chair because this thing is missing like 3 screws and I'm waiting until it just completely collapses and I fall on the floor. And now one of y'all better say, stop buying Fiji water so you can get a computer chair. But that's about it that's going on with me. I just wanted to give y'all a little quick update on your girl. Now let's jump into the topic of this episode. I previously had a supervisor who did not like when people use the term aggressive to explain how other people were behaving. And she said, because it's always negatively associated with Black people, specifically Black women in the workplace. And I don't think I fully understood what she meant by that until I got into my current place of employment. Like, I know aggressiveness is associated with Black people in general, but I don't think I got a full-blown sense of her frustration behind the word until I got to this current job. I'm going to try to make a long story short, and I'm going to try to articulate this the best way that I can. In a sense, long story short, my current place of employment is predominantly white. However, our leadership team is predominantly Black. There is only one person, a part of our leadership team, who is white. And all of the leadership team, other than the white person, are Black women. So we had this event where everybody came together. It was kind of like professional development, a meet and greet, different things like that. Woo-cha. It was a very interesting experience. Like, you felt the tension. And I don't know if the tension came from the fact that the leadership team was Black, predominantly women. They just were not accustomed to our leadership style. I'm not sure what it was, but you visually could see their frustration with the fact that we were present. And like I said, I don't know if it's because we're Black, because we're women, what it is, but their behavior was unacceptable. And because we're in positions of leadership, you know, we had to address the behavior, we had to conduct ourselves in a professional manner, etc. But had it been any other situation on any other given day, they would have gotten a completely different reaction. And by that, I mean, if we weren't at work or at a work-related event, it would have been a different story. And what really upset me was that they treated the white person on the leadership team and the white person who actually runs our organization differently than what they treated us. They were very respectful to those individuals. They were not to us. They weren't combative to those individuals, but they were combative towards us. Like, y'all, when I tell you I literally got cussed out over a fucking t-shirt, I got cussed out over a t-shirt. I think it was very difficult for all of us in that situation. And when I say all of us, I mean the leadership team, because again, going back to that word aggressive, had we given them the same temperament that they were giving us, that would have been one of the first things that they said. Oh, you're aggressive. Why are you being so aggressive? I feel threatened. Different things like that. So that is one thing in general that pisses me off. As a Black person, you can't be frustrated or show any type of anger because you're automatically seen as being aggressive, and they weaponize the word aggressive. Like, it's okay for other people to be fucking aggressive, but when a Black person is aggressive, it's a problem. We're dangerous, etc. Going back to what my previous supervisor said, I definitely agree there are better words to use to describe a person's frustration, especially if we're talking about Black people in the workplace. However, I don't appreciate that there are always double standards for Black and white people. And I know that is a historical thing. It's a structural thing, but that doesn't make it any less frustrating. It's basically like saying it's okay for white people to be aggressive and they can say and do what they please. But God forbid, if a Black person is aggressive, you better run and lock your doors and hide because we're just so violent. I know research has been done on this, but it made me question, are Black people conditioned to be more socially acceptable or more polite than what white people are? as Black people, I do think we are conditioned to be more passive. I think we are conditioned to swallow our anger, our frustration, what have you, because when we express it openly, we are seen as aggressive. We are seen as intimidating. We are seen as dangerous. Even when it comes down to accomplishments, I think we have to work 10 times as hard to prove ourselves, to get in the same positions that our white counterparts get in easily. I think it's a societal structure issue, but I also think we are conditioned by our parents to do so because it's a generational thing. They had to do it. Their parents had to do it. So they taught us to do it as well. But I also think the upcoming generation, what is it, Gen Z or Gen X, Gen Y, whatever, I think their generation is breaking that stigma or helping to break it. And I also think millennials are doing that as well. Just overall doing the work, going to counseling, not allowing society to make us be uncomfortable in our own skin or accepting the labels that society tries to place on us. If you are a person of color listening to this episode, have you ever felt as though you had to swallow your anger because you didn't want to be labeled as the angry Black person or the aggressive Black person? Have you ever felt like you had to be more polite than your white counterparts because you didn't want to be seen as rude or not having manners or ghetto or whatever the different labels that society tries to place on us? I just want to remind you that it's okay to get frustrated and know that your worth is not wrapped up in how other people view you or how other people feel about you or what other people think of you. I know and understand that it's not fair that society holds us at a different standard, that society will try to spit in our face and expect us to turn the other cheek. But we have the ability to change the narrative, and we do not have to accept the false narratives and labels that society tries to place on us. All right, family, that's it for now. Thank you for tuning into the Dear World podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share it. And until next time, you know what to do. Drink your water, mind your business.